Well, joining us now, my former colleague Nikhil Naz. Charu Sharma also joins us. Vijay Lokpali, the consulting editor of Sports Star, somebody who's tracked Virat Kohli's career perhaps closer than anybody else. Farooq, our engineer.
Still more.
Amrit Mathur joins us as well. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Let me go across to you first, Mr. Lokpali. Do you believe that this is a first step towards India having a separate white ball captain and a test captain?
Well, Virat has quit only the T20 format. He continues to be the ODI captain. So it's wrong to say that he won't be there in the white ball cricket.
No,
he
as captain.
Right there
as
till
captain.
The World Cup.
No, Mr. Lokpali, the reason I ask is because if you look at what the BCCI sent out in their statement today, it's slightly different from what Virat Kohli sent out. What Virat Kohli sent out seemed to be a decision that he had taken. Whereas if you look at what Sourav Ganguly has actually sent out, or Jai Shah for that matter, it's a little different. They seem to suggest that this was a decision which was taken looking ahead at the roadmap of Indian cricket. That seemed to suggest that perhaps this was a decision that they were going to take. And so they told Virat that, look, we've decided this, and he did the right thing and he stepped down himself.
Not really. I think I'm sure my co-panelists would agree that Virat would take his own decisions.
Right.
And it's taken in the right spirit. And we must respect when he says that he did consult. I will believe Virat more. He did speak to the selector. He did speak to the secretary. That's a norm. It's
sure.
Not that he's done something very extraordinary. So let us respect what Virat says and believe what he says. And it is his decision. Nobody would have forced him to go.
All right. Let me go across to Nikhil Naz. Nikhil, what are you hearing about the circumstances of Virat deciding to go?
Well, firstly, Vishnu, I'd like to go back 6 months ago, and this is something that I'd heard, having been in touch with a few people around the Indian team, that this conversation between the BCCI and Virat Kohli had begun 6 months ago. It's actually during the Australian tour where they started discussing whether India really needs to look at another captain, whether it's the T20 format or whether it's white ball cricket. And I know a lot of people close to the team who had mentioned it at that time. However, now that seems to be confirmed after you read the statement sent by the BCCI, in which the BCCI's secretary, Mr. Jai Shah, himself says that this is something that we've been talking to Virat for the last 6 months. The only thing that one finds strange in all of this is that, a few days ago, the leading newspaper in India does a story that Virat's last tournament in T20 format as a captain is going to be the World T20, mm-hmm. After which we have a denial from the BCCI, in which the BCCI top brass comes out and says that no, nothing doing. Virat is going to be captain for all three formats. And then a day later, Virat sends a release on his own where he says that he's decided to step down as T20 captain after the World T20.
Right.
And that is independent of the BCCI. His release is independent of the BCCI. It's only an hour or a couple of hours later that the BCCI does include him. So I think the circumstances need to be looked at, and that is what makes this entire episode correct. I'd agree with Mr. Lokpali when he says that, it has to be Virat's decision. But I wouldn't say he was pushed, but to use a word, being nudged out of his T20 captain wouldn't be misplaced either.
Farooq Engineer, do you believe that this change should have been made, or do you believe that Virat should have stepped down? Either way, whichever way you look at it.
Well, firstly, it's a huge honor to captain your country, and it's an honor and a huge privilege. Nobody wants to give up his country's captaincy without a real valid reason. Virat may have his own reasons, but he's going to, continue captaining Test and ODI, which sort of flabbergasts me a bit. Is he going to continue captaining RCB, in the IPL? I mean, I don't know. Is he? I don't believe that he's pushed out, because he's done a wonderful job. Virat wears his heart on his sleeve. He's always given 110% for India. And he's given it back to the opposition. He's got under the skin of the opposition's captain and the players. I think I started doing that in my playing days. I used to give it back to them. And from then on, players have learned to keep our Indian standards high, hold our heads high, and give it back to them whenever possible, especially when you're in the right. So I think Virat has done everything there. Perhaps it's over-exuberance at times, But whatever he has decided, I think we've got to respect his decision.
Mr. Engineer, that goes without saying. A fantastic cricketer with a very decent record as captain.
Absolutely,
But Mr. Engineer, my question to you is this. Are you surprised that he's decided this? Do you think it's the right thing for him to have done? Assuming he's made that decision.
No, sorry. Is he going to? I don't know the ins and outs of it. I don't believe for a moment that he's been pushed or sidelined.
No, but do you believe it's the right decision? Is my question. Is it the right decision for Kohli to have stepped down as T20 captain after the World Cup?
Well, I don't see any reason why he should. Right. But unless the selectors or the board thinks otherwise, something that I don't know. But from what I believe, if he's captaining the test and ODI, why not continue with the T20?
Yep.
If he's tired of captaining T20, Virat has been a great advert for Test cricket.
Right.
You know, and that is fantastic for Test cricket. Is he fed up of playing in T20? Then why is he captaining IPL? I mean, this doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I think he should captain in all formats. He should stay as captain. You know, he's got great commanders in Rohit Sharma, Ajinkya Rahane, and all that. He's got some fantastic left-handers there. So, I mean, I don't see any reason. I don't know if something had happened, something that's triggered off something. I honestly don't know, because I saw the boys in England here, and he looked in high spirits and all that. The cancellation of the last test was a bit flabbergasting, because, everyone felt let down.
Yep.
So they must have had their own reasons for doing so, especially with Old Trafford, where I'm one of the vice presidents, and people kept on asking me, why has your team sort of let us down? I said, they must have a damn good reason for it. You know, they wanted to play. I was there with Michael Vaughan the night before at Old Trafford to do a Q&A.
Right.
And we were all set for the test match the next day, you know, and I was ready to go to the ground at 9 o'clock. And suddenly I started seeing news, and my friends started telling me that Indian television has it that the game has been cancelled or postponed.
Right. Mr. Engineer, just to interrupt a little bit, you know, that's something that is unfortunate. Fortunately, India did win the series. I just want to come back to the T20 situation, bring in Amrit Mathur as well. Mr. Mathur, look, he's going to remain T20 captain in the IPL. He's going to remain test match captain right now. There's no word on his fate as one-day international captain. One assumes that he would continue. Is it therefore not strange that just this one decision would have been taken? Or do you believe that this is the first of a series of decisions which will be taken to replace him of captaincy, at least at the India level?
Vishnu, some points I want to make. Firstly, I don't think Virat is the type to be pushed into anything. I think that's pretty clear, the kind of person he is, the personality he has, and the stature he enjoys in Indian cricket. If he's taken a decision, it has to be his. I don't think anybody can push Virat.
Is this question for Charu?
No, Amrit is answering.
Number two, he said something about creating space and workload management. So you must respect that. But at the same time, it looks to me, it's like somebody clearing his computer inbox and releasing space by deleting a minor file.
So you'll find out whether he's going to continue.
He will continue to be the busiest player in the world across
RCB.
Around 40 to 50 matches for India. And he's giving up captaincy only of 10 matches in that, year of commitment to cricket. So obviously there are issues that, is it okay in terms of just giving up captaincy of 10 T20s in a year? And T20, why not white ball cricket, as somebody mentioned? Why not IPL? But I think it's not the time to really speculate about, the reasons behind his decision. We must respect his decision. He's Indian cricket's greatest asset. And I think whatever helps preserve that asset and extend its life as a cricketer, we should welcome that.
No, absolutely. It goes without saying. But Mr. Mathur, this is a question that we just have to get to the bottom of. And Charu, the point which was mentioned is the number of T20 internationals India plays every year is comparatively less. It's not great. And we will continue to see the captain in T20 of Virat Kohli for a very long time. He isn't going away, it seems, from IPL captaincy. The number of T20 international matches, very few. So therefore, why would he just stop that? Would that necessarily make that big a difference in terms of his cricketing longevity or his focus in other aspects of cricket? 10 matches, that also, T20 matches.
Well, we've all heard of installment plans, haven't we? Or phases.
It's a very small installment, Charu, is my submission.
This is phase one. And we'll get to phase two later when he might say no more white ball captaincy. And we might get phase three as well, which was Dhoni's phase one, saying no more test cricket for me in the middle of a series in Australia. So listen, I mean, you know, this whole captaincy issue I've got sort of an honorary self-styled PhD. It's going to take a long time, not in a news show here. But there are several issues. One, you know, T20s are the least dependable form of the game. Because a captain's influence in the outcome of a T20 is so minimal. It's like a giant slalom downhill ski, where there's so much momentum going on, everything's happening so quickly that you can very soon lose a game or, of course, win a game because of some individual brilliance. And there's so much stress on captaincy in this game of cricket, which is a legacy that's been handed down from those who started this game. But really, you know, it's all individual contribution. And a captain has a lot to do in a test match, has less to do in a one day, and very little to do in a T20 because bam, 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 things are going on so quickly.
Right.
And of course, many are team decisions. So for Kohli to say, listen, I don't need this one level of intensity that is required in a T20 match as well as captaincy is one aspect. He's also married now. He has a child. He's got a wife to look after. There are many other distractions. And, you know, T20, despite the fact that it's a short game, it's a very intense game. And you don't really want that extra load in terms of responsibility. And, you know, in our part of the world, we heap so much praise on the captain, which is fine. And then there's so much criticism when we lose that that's not fine. So it does affect you at some point of time saying, do I really need this? Now, of course, one day as a lesser-paced situation, test match cricket, he's very fond of, but so are all cricketers.
Right.
We're still of a generation where most cricketers say that, you know, I want to excel in the test match field, and he's probably going to last there a long time. There's also some aspersion about the fact that he hasn't scored, 100 in quite a few matches now. I'm sure he's a shade worried, and his relieving himself of the T20 captaincy is not exactly going to, well, we hope it does, but, you know, it may not result in 100 every T20.
Sure.
So it's a many-layered decision, but I don't... And there was mention earlier of the BCCI in conversation with him, which I think is a fantastic thing because you need to be in conversation with your leader. Hey, are you okay? Do you want to carry on? Do you want to sort of sit back for a while? Do you want to let somebody else go in there? There are so many others. The top 6-7 of the Indian cricket team, or perhaps the top 25, all captain their own teams, and they're all good captains. So it's not like, you know, the captain's going to make or break a T20 team. It might make or break a test team at this point of time, but T20 is really throw anyone in there and you know, flip a coin and see how
it goes.
Got
it, Charu. I take that point. Mr. Lokpali, let me come back to you. In the cricketing career of so many great cricketers, there comes a time when you decide that, look, I need to focus on my core strength, obviously, for Virat, that is batting. Is this that time in Virat's career where he has decided that he needs to get back to the main reason why he is in India colours, scoring runs? And therefore, you know, captaincy is one aspect of it, but, you know, is that something like what Sachin did? You know, I mean, Sachin sees being captain, focused on his batting. Is this something like that?
We have had the example of Mr. Gavaskar. I mean, he
right.
was the first to do it.
Right.
He decided it's enough. I mean, Amrit Mathur would know better. And with Tendulkar also, I mean, he was not able to concentrate on his batting all the time, thinking about others. And there was less scrutiny when Sachin was leading the team. Today, with this so much of, I'm very happy he's given up this T20 captaincy because so much of needless trolling, you know, you don't respect your best player. And it's not that the team wasn't aware. Team was aware of it. The decision, he has spoken to almost every player. And we have been in touch with so many officials. They were not aware. So that's what I'm saying. It's good. Virat has taken the decision. He will be able to concentrate on test matches because that is what is very dear to him. I'm not trying to say that he doesn't like T20. He's always propagated and stood up for test cricket as the most important format of the game. And he will continue to be captain for the ODI matches because we have the World Cup coming up in 2023. So let us celebrate, actually, the fact that he wants to serve more intensely. And Amrit said, he is one who will take his own decision. Nobody can really force him. And I'm very happy for Virat.
Okay. I just want to go back to Nikhil. Nikhil, is there anything which has been raised in terms of a style of captaincy? Is everything that you hear within the Indian team, is everything kosher? Is everybody happy? Are there, is it a gelling unit? Virat Kohli is known to be quite boisterous on occasions. So, Nikhil, is any of that at all a factor?
Well, I wouldn't know what happens inside the team, but one hasn't heard anything about, players not being happy playing under Virat Kohli. If that was the case, they wouldn't be performing at the level that they are. So,
right.
So that's first thing that, we really need to, dismiss completely. Having said that, I mean, when it comes to Virat Kohli, the captain, and the scrutiny that comes with it, of course it does. All my life as a cricket journalist, all we've done is scrutinize what happens on the field. And there have been question marks sometimes raised about Virat Kohli's captaincy, especially in the T20 format of the game. Whereas, if you were to compare somebody else, like, and these are just pure numbers, right? You could be on any side of the divide. Having said that, you are definitely going to look at the IPL record, where his record doesn't stand up to, let's say, somebody like Rohit Sharma, who's been outstanding in that. And there is another different hypothesis that I have that, Mr. Sharma mentioned that, in test cricket, captaincy does matter, in T20 cricket, not so much. I mean, to the contrary, sometimes you tend to see the sport and you realize that T20 captaincy sometimes is very crucial, because one small decision of an over change and 20 runs in that over changes the complexion of the game. However, in test cricket, if you want to make that one bowling change at one time, it allows you that much luxury of time that you could make that change five overs later and still doesn't impact the game that much. I mean, so this is something that I've soaked in from various experts having done show. So if you were to compare two captains, and I'm just taking Rohit Sharma's name because he's been outstanding as a T20 captain, you'd have to say that he's had a better record in T20 cricket. Having said that, I'm just going back to the BCCI. Whether Virat has decided this or whether the BCCI was in consultation with it, we don't have to assume that this was, not something that they both agreed on. And if they did, that's fine. I mean, the BCCI is there to take such decisions, right? They are the administrators of the game. And if they believe that the team can do slightly better under a different captain in a different format, so be it. We've seen, Virat's not the first alpha male in Indian cricket. There have been various alpha males before that who've been asked to let go of captaincy in the past. They have. Someone else has taken over, and that's part of sport. I mean, it may not make too much of a difference to Indian cricket, as put by the other panelists, that, Virat the player is far more important than Virat the captain in T20 cricket. So in the larger scheme of thing, it may not make too much difference. He doesn't play too much of T20 cricket as well. But this is definitely something that has happened between the BCCI and Virat Kohli, and a conversation has taken place, at which point probably both parties agreed, yeah, this is the best decision to go forward.
Mr. Mathur, you had a point to make. Go ahead.
Yeah. One, I'd like to just repeat what Vijay and Nikhil have said, that there are earlier instances of people giving up captaincy in India. So this is one more instance. And the other point is that in the context of the World Cup coming up next month, I think it's a very smart decision by Virat. It's a win-win for him. If we do well in the World Cup, it's a great send-off. If we do badly, it's time to move on anyway. So I think, on the balance, a very smart move by Virat, considering his own longevity and, this intention to serve Indian cricket as a batsman, and at the same time, taking a calculated decision regarding the captaincy of a T20 format.
But Mr. Mathur, one could also look at it from a different perspective. If India ends up winning the T20, he chooses to retire after that, right? He'd go out as an incredible. I mean, as somebody who deciding for the future, going out on a high note. It works both ways. And if he didn't do well, India doesn't do well, then he says, "Look, I need to step aside." Why now? Why has this time? Why has this been time now? That's curious. Why not after the World Cup?
Well, I don't see anything wrong in somebody announcing a decision. That's also happened many times in the past. People have announced that they're going to retire after a particular series or the end of the year. That's happened. So I don't think there's need to really speculate about everything that's happened. It's a decision he's taken. I'm sure he's considered all aspects before taking a decision. And I want to repeat, Virat is not the type to be pushed into a decision by anyone.
No, but that's a point I don't entirely understand, Mr. Mathur. It's not a question of being pushed to a decision. If you're told that you're being replaced, if you're being nudged in a particular decision, you're out. It's as simple as that. You're either in or you're out. It's not a choice for him to make. It's not up to him. Somebody else decides.
No, you're right that it's the selectors who decide, not the captain who decides whether he's going to be captain. And I think some of the confusion has arisen because of slightly non-aligned statements that have come out from Virat and the BCCI. Virat's statement said,
That's exactly the point.
Hang on. Virat has made a statement saying that I've looked at my workload, I need space, and I need to, that because of that, cut back on captaincy of the T20 format. The BCCI statement said this conversation has been going on for 6 months. Though there was a denial, as Nikhil pointed out a few days ago, about any change in terms of captaincy. So maybe there's something in the background which we don't really know.
That's exactly it. So this could well be some sort of a little mystery, or certainly something in the background, which might come out, may not come out. One way or the other, I think we're all relieved. We're going to still see a lot more of Virat Kohli. And Indian cricket needs that at so many levels beyond T20 captaincy. So that goes without saying. Here's to many more test centuries from Virat. And you know, as he pushes towards becoming possibly India's greatest batsman in terms of records and the like. One day internationals, he's probably still already number one. I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, very much for being with us. A couple of questions which we posed on Coup, and people have actually sent in their messages. They've cooed in. Why did Virat Kohli decide to step down from T20 captaincy? Why has he done that? We've been asking the same question. Vivek Singh asks, now the biggest question is, who will be the next T20 captain? Well, we've answered that speculation, but it does appear that Rohit Sharma may well get the nod. Let's see how that works out.